This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I'm from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I'm from Dayton, bro.
Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blind check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days, break, tell it, breathe me. Boy, I doing the best I can. Trying to turn my dollar.
Good night, and welcome to another edition of Inside the Inner City. That comes on every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino Braun, a.k.a. Scoochie Scroogey, Governor, MP. Telephone numbers tonight, 323-6232-325-4316 and 325-4259. And you can text us, powered by BTC, at 422-GR96. Now, you know we always... On this show, we like to talk about things that is going to benefit the Bahamian people. Give me 20, 25 of minutes of your time. In the first half of the show, we're going to have Mr. Mark Tynecrest talking about a small business seminar he'll be having. But this is the direction that the Bahamas needs to take in order for us to curb the poverty rate in our country, to slow down crime. Because I definitely feel that if we were to establish a lot of business owners in these at-risk communities, this would solve a lot of the problems, because as the business owners themselves start to understand about business, start to make a good, honest living, they start to pool together, they can solve a lot of the problems that they see happening every day, which they were a part of. So we definitely have to move in that direction, I feel. That is the biggest step that we're going to take. I also want to comment about the conditions at the prison. My friend Elroy and a few of his friends, you know, we hang out at the club sometimes, and the conversation came up with the condition, what's going on in the prison, in reference to the statistics that was given out last week by the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, stating that 90% of inmates at the correctional center has been abused as a child. And then, you know, this, it's disturbing, but it's a statistic that shows you what type of problem we face in the country, and it's why we're going to continue to have 100 murders. And unless we address the problem, Glennis Hannah Martin is doing an extremely great job in the community. There's a program going on now where they're removing derelict vehicles, cleaning up abandoned lots. They're going to build a community center in that particular community to bring education, scholarships, and hoping to get the wider community to be a part of the initiative, which is the only way we are going to be able to curb the poverty and crime levels in our country. We have to go directly in this community and make a great impact, but we have to be consistent. I watched our inspector from the River know what she was speaking on the fact that we have to have a collusive coordination of the church, the community, the government, the opposition, or whatever the situation is. And that sounds very, very good, and I think that's the step. And as long as we add small businesses, we continue to empower our younger generation. You know, like the Prime Minister stated that, you know, it's a step in the right direction what they're doing in Angleston. But if you listen closely in the Grandstand community, I've started the initiative over 20 years and I figured it out. And I'm still cleaning up. I'm still building the trust in the community. So the trust is not an issue no more. People know exactly what I'm all about. I'm trying my best to see how we can curb the crime problem, curb the poverty problem in our community, curb the abuse problem in our community. So I'm doing directly with the help I'm getting from people around the country who are really concerned about what's happening. Instead of them talking, they are doing and using their resources, working through Lena Hahn, Bahamas, and working through me directly. You know, but the majority of the sponsors go to Lena Hahn because I wanted a structured organization where me, who helped started it, you know, is a part of it, but also want to be away from it so it could develop, because sometimes we as persons who start things want to be in control and point the finger, but you cause corruption and you cause discord and the organization will never flourish. If the organization is doing good, what we design it for, to come in there, bring education, to bring empowerment and training, and bring people from around the country to come in and give their support and time, because many of these people who come in Lena Hahn Bahamas organization are people from all around the country, musicians, technicians, et cetera. So the kids are having a wonderful time and a wonderful experience learning different trades and all. So it's a plus. So I understand that. So sometimes we as individuals, you could start something, but that necessarily means you have to be the boss and disrupt things, because sometimes you get beside yourself. You know, for me, I've learned that if something's going to be a success, sometimes you just step aside and just let it develop. And the love in it will continue to grow, because the people around will start to see the love. So, yeah. So, real quick, my friend Elroy, you know, he and a few of his friends showed me the food that they eat in the prison, Mr. Turnquest. Before Mr. Turnquest comes on,
yeah, take your time.
Just give me a few minutes. Yeah, but don't
take your time. Take your time.
And like I said, 90%, 85% to 90%, according to the Prime Minister, stated how being abused as a child. Then we have a high child abuse from social service outside of that, starting at an early age in the home, Mr. Turnquest. And if we point all the fingers, it adds up to wanting a broken home, and a broken home is really, the really cause of a broken home is poverty. Now, there are other reasons for a broken home, now don't get me wrong, but the main reason is poverty, and we have not addressed the poverty issue in this country for a very, very long time for us as citizens in the country, and that's why we have such abusive cases against kids, why we have such high murders every year, why we have so much corruption going on in our police force, whether they're decent police officers, et cetera, but the corruption outshines that, you understand? And many of the corruption in the police department on the streets of manipulating of the young kids to go and do hits is because of poverty. If most of these persons would have an opportunity to be their own business owners or have a nice job or have an idea on what they want to do in life, trust me, the country that we living in now would be a whole completely different country, because everyone have purpose. You understand? So people need to understand that we have to invest directly in the inner city community. So let me just talk, and also the prison. So they send the flick, and you know, the guys them up there, you know, and we have to understand something. If 90% of the inmates at Fox Hill Prison have been abused, what signals that for us, right? Not only that, 90% of inmates in Fox Hill Prison who are being charged with serious offenses will eventually come back on the streets of National Providence. You see how this 90 adding up? Mm-hmm. Then it was about a 70-something increase in child abuse. See, all of these factors are playing the vital role of destruction for Bahamian people in the country. And that's why 100 families every year are going to cry in this country unless we put our boots on the ground and invest directly in the inner city community and directly in the prison. The prison has about close to 1,700 inmates, right? And of those 1,700 inmates, let me show how serious it is, Mr. Turner, because that's why persons like yourself are so important. Watch the statistics and these things that I study, and that's why it's so dangerous in our country, okay? We have close to 1,700 inmates in prison. We heard the Prime Minister state that we're going to have backlogging for 10 years, right? And he's telling the truth, what he thinks is going to happen, right? Because they added, I think, about 25, 10, or 15 more Supreme Court judges to deal with the murder cases in our country, okay? Now, with 100 murders per year consistently, and we only could try about 17 to 20 murder cases per year, right? How is it possible in 10 years to even deal with these backlogging cases when you're going to have new cases? And then your special cases. We just had Craig Cornish, the MP who was just acquitted of his charges. How long did this case last? What, two years? Mm-hmm. But we have murder cases that have been going on and just happened, have not even come to trial. But Craig Cornish, because see, this is why, listen, you understand what I'm saying, Mr. Turner? Because I just want to get this so clear. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. See, when it's a priority and it suits those who feel it's a priority, they push those issues. 2 years, but we have cases that are going to be backlogged for 10 years. So if we have special cases like that, right, keep on coming up, along with 100 murders per year. Let me tell you all something, explain something to you all. We need plenty coffins in this country. Plenty coffin. Plenty. And again, this is the reason why a lot of guys get bailed for murder. Listen closely. If you average 100 murders per year, the police did all they can to bring people before the courts. So last year, the police shot 35 people with murder, right? Then you had some people who commit murder in 2012 or 2022. They just get the information, get the evidence, and so on. Now they charge that person. Now they before the court, right? At the same time, you still have murders going on and on and on and on. Then you have special cases, huh? You see how messed up he is? Now, I said this. I'm not a judge. I'm not an analyst. I just got the wisdom from God. And before the prime minister said these things, I was saying these things because I know from a street standpoint and the experience I have on the streets, I got to tell you exactly how things is going to fan out. There's no way in the history of the country we're going to be able to see justice in this country for a lot of people who get killed every year. And I'm talking about 100 murders per year, right? Because this was going to take an X effect and crumple the system. Sometimes these guys lose their murder case, they're going to appeal. And right now with Johnson, him being charged, you never know what's going to happen now, because if he is ever brought on charges, which I think is never going to happen, because the consequences of him going before the court means that everyone who has been charged and sent to prison on the hands of Johnson, who's the head of criminal investigation department, on behalf of the Bahamas, Royal Bahamas Police Force, which represents the Bahamas government, is questionable. And every one of them can file some type of complaint against the head of the department under his watch. And that's how it go. I could say he beat me, I could be lying. You understand? This is serious, and that's millions and millions. That's a lot of backlogging again. So we in some serious trouble. So on the prison, right? They're making upgrades to the prison, which I truly respect. But unless we could get the population of the prison down to at least 200 or 300 per year, my brother, listen, just coffins. We ain't making no sense. The police can't do this on their own. We hand them, say, crime down here, this, but we still end up with 100 murders. Okay? You know who's making more money? The mortuary. I listened to mortuaries said that when a streak of the 21 murders going on in January, some people were dying of heart attacks and of regular ailments, Mr. Tynecrest. And the mortician said, it's too much for them. Man, it was in the newspaper. This is serious. He said, too much people died around the time. They couldn't deal with it. Whoa. Bodies would block up in the morgue. The mortician listen, you know what's the number one business now? The mortician.
The daddy.
The dead. The morticians refusing bodies, they say too much.
At least, it is not dead, although it's dead.
Yes.
They focus on the dead, but business booming.
Business is booming, and it's so much business booming that they have to turn down the bodies.
So that means business ain't dead.
So if we don't change the conditions in the prison, and we might say you do the time and spend the time, but listen, if we had kids abused at an early age, then you know who's at fault? The state and the family. But the family cannot really be at fault. In some cases, the family can't be at fault. But remember now, there's going to be 50 years of a lot of politicians, a lot of pastors, and a lot of people became successful in political parties and became multimillionaires off the hands of people voting. At the same time, they're voting and hoping that when they vote, the party who they love or the person they love come in, but come up with solutions to make their lives better. But instead of making their lives better, they suck with taxes and this and that. And then the people end up in dismay, and people start to go in the store and see a can of corned beef and keep a can of corned beef or tuna and a rice and a woman. And she get locked up for that, and she go before the court, and she could get up to a year or 6 months. But we'd say she's stealing, but she is stealing. But who put her in this position, even though, you understand? Who put her in the position? If we go to the polls and this, we vote on the government, their first priority is see how they're going to deal with poverty. And we know what the problem are. We know that 90% of the inmates are being abused in Fox Hill Prison. We should supposed to know that social service just said there's been an increase in child abuse.
What type of abuse is this? Sexual, mental,
physical? Mental, physical.
Just a general blanket.
General blanket, what's going on with our country. We know when you have these statistics, but we keep on coming back with these statistics, but yet still we're not doing enough to solve the many different problems. All the problems, right? The child abuse, prison, lack of opportunity, the food we eat, the high taxes. You know, we're talking about the 9th or 7th most expensive place to live in the world when we're the most richest place. A jug of water costs $2.50. You understand? They talk about middle-class family needs up to $10,000, Mr. Turnquest, to survive in Nassau right now. $10,000. And the Prime Minister pointed out, Mr. Turnquest, coming to you right now, the Prime Minister pointed out that, you know, he looked at the scenario and he said that, you know, it's also up to the individual. That means don't try to live the way how they live in, you know, instead of buying steak, buy corned beef. Now, what he is saying, he is making sense, you know, doing stuff, you know, don't go have all kind of children, pick the right man, and et cetera. That's, I guess, what he's saying. He's also telling you, you know, don't watch what other people doing. Try make your means, you know. And, you know, when he said it, you know, he makes some sense when he's saying it. But
what he's saying is basically you live within your means.
Right.
If you see somebody driving a fancy car, big house and all that stuff, they probably work hard for it.
Right.
So therefore, that don't mean you got to rob, steal and that's all kind right. of stuff. I mean, at the end of the day, the burden is on you.
Yes.
And that's why we're here to eventually talk about getting all of your people, Scroogey.
Yes, sir.
In the inner city and business, one way or the other. The only way you can uplift yourself is that you have to be interdependent.
Yes.
You can't be dependent on people.
Yes.
The state, it's so many people moving in, moving out. You see what happened in Ponciana the other day?
What happened?
These women for 3 months was given the exit notice from social service because they already exhausted the time. They had 6 children. Some was being there too long. Some can't find job. But the state, which is social service, saying that when you first came, we told you we have a backlog of people who are now coming in.
One second, Mr. Inglis. Backlog. We had backlog of court cases 10 years. Now we get backlog of people looking for a place to stay.
Of course.
So we have a lot of Boy, listen, you all hear this. Go ahead, Mr. Inglis.
No, but that's just old news, man.
It's old news.
Just be on TV all week. What happened is now.
Come on right now, call up.
Social service can only take care of X amount of people for housing. Because the government only have X amount of money budgeted for that.
Okay.
So therefore, the budget signed a contract, okay, you have 3 months, right, to come in, to go out. Within that 3 months, we'll help you get your resume done. We can try and get your job and everything because we have a backlog of a lot of people who need to come in. So it's come in, go out, come in, go out. But the problem is the woman says she has 6 children. She have nowhere to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she have no job and all that. She worked for a minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem was
so she make like 228.
260.
260 is minimum wage.
The problem is what happened to 6 men she had a baby for?
And this decision with the prime is talking about now. You gotta make wise choices.
When you're the first baby,
you're supposed to take.
Then the second baby, then the third baby, the fourth baby. You have them in stock, right? But you know your once the children there, you know you need help. Responsibility now is the man. But like it says, Scrooge.
You're right, sir.
We have 700 of the, 6 of those men may be in prison.
Or dead.
Or whatever. But I'm saying to you, though.
I don't have no future, no.
Right, but the women have to be responsible. Yes, men got to be responsible. So everybody gets responsible. Because let me tell you something. We have, because I'm a board member of the Great Commission Ministries.
Yes, sir.
On Wolf Road. And we see over 500 plus people every day.
You don't have to tell me that. I mean, anyone can see that, right? The Great Commission, right?
Easy, right? And then the stuff, the prices who need food.
So not to cut you off. So you can imagine, right? Kids, got a mom with 6 kids, right? Has nowhere to go, right? There are 6 kids now who are fatherless, right? Because, you know, the father's not going to be around, or he could be passed away.
Yeah, of course.
Probably is not working, not communicating, because when we break up with women, sometimes we cut them off. Sometimes the women are so aggressive. Now we only go in 2 ways.
Yeah,
the woman's so aggressive that when she see the man, she upsets him, and in order for him not to hurt her, he rather stay away. And then she tells the child, you know, they got to be wife's voice. The daughter's a dad, be dad. The mother's a good woman, so wife's voice up. We ain't just criticizing one sex. We're criticizing two.
You're right.
And in between there, we leave this child who's seeing all this fighting, who's seeing all this. Now he's going to grow up tough, learning to hustle at an early age, and then he's going to learn the streets. That's it.
It all boils down
to
Christian or spiritual values.
Yes, sir.
You have to believe in God, right? Sir. You have to say, well, okay. You know how many people try to commit suicide? Police. There must be rape going on, robbery going on, all kind of crazy stuff going on. Mm. But the only one thing that's not going on is the consistency of men and women wishing them Jesus or Jesus Christ as a true loving God, so that to prevent these cultural problems. Mm. See, if you have no foundation, you fall right down. And the problem is, you've been growing up, my mommy, they work hard. And they put us through this and that. No, although we may do 1-2 bad things, they did what they're supposed to do. But the problem is, you know as well as I know, our mothers, 90% of them, never had no man around to take care of us.
So you'd imagine now.
Right now.
It's 10 times worse.
Exactly.
And no leadership, no support. Because
basically, my mommy, I don't say it, but you know, my mommy and my daddy broke up because he wanted to have 1,000 kids, and he was in care, taking care of us.
So your mom said that's enough.
So mommy said, that's it.
Yes, sir.
And you know, she said love him, but she said she can't have these people, and she getting $35 a month for children. And that's in the 60s, 70s, I'm 58.
Yes, sir.
And she, my mom is getting $35 for me a month for years.
So
imagine, I mean, man was doing stupidness a long time.
Yeah.
But what happened now? The women are shifting. The women now are shifting and say, okay, we saw what our mothers and grandmothers went through. I mean, now, you know, we want to finance romance and all kind of funny looking man, and then that all type of craziness, jealousy comes up, then beating and all kind of crazy stuff happens. So we're in a spiritual warfare between the devil and Jesus. And that's a problem because the foundation of the home has deteriorated. Mm. No PLP, FNM, COI, no political party can save us. The only person can save us is Jesus and in this world. The only place is foundation. Christian values, you got to go back to Christian values. Mothers and fathers loving each other. Mothers and fathers loving their children.
Yes, and the community, if not, the community would pick up the slack for the children.
But we know the old-fashioned community and beat you if you all that stuff, right?
Well, the phone lines lighting up now. Remember, it's just the first part of the show we went to the small business.
Because I'm here to talk with small business to try to get people in business so we can correct this nonsense.
And this is a big part of it. So let me take two calls and see what the callers got to say on the first half. Then we're going to have you continue on with the small business and how you can be inspired. So stop sitting around waiting on government and try your best to empower yourself. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City on Guardian Radio.
Yeah, Schools, what's going on, man?
Right, good night, good night.
Yeah, Schools, you remember the other day in the news we had a talk about families not having enough children, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. And now it comes down to that poor people can't afford to have children. They can't afford to have one. They can't afford to take care of themselves.
Yes, sir. That's true.
They can't afford housing. You know, just the other day, the PLP or the government said they spend X amount of millions of dollars on negative news. They didn't say false news, you know.
Yeah, they did.
They say negative news.
I think close to 50 million. What was 10 or 50? What was 10? 50?
Whatever it was, right?
Yeah,
it was 10 million. Some housing, some. You know what I mean? Some affordable rent or some social rent housing for people that can't even afford to pay the rent.
Yes.
You know, some. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we got to be careful. You know, the PM is talking about what he says. The middle class. It ain't about the middle class. About people. You say the middle class. He's trying to refute the thing that would cost to be a middle class. You can't change that. You understand me? Him talking about choices. You don't choose to be middle class. You either are or you're not. You got to be able to afford to be middle class.
Yes, sir.
You understand me? And then we talk to these people in the city, poor people, especially the young men going to prison. They need a livable wage. Mm-hmm. The minimum wage is garbage. You know, that's garbage. You know, $10,000 a month. When the minimum wage can be $10,000. You know how far the minimum wage is from $10,000 a month?
Yeah. They're just giving an estimate of what it take for a Bavarian family to live. And they said $10,000. So they're saying that minimum wage is $260,000.
Yeah, that's to be able to afford.
But bear in mind.
Right, good education.
I know, but bear in mind that Jesus said the poor will always be with us.
No, but that don't mean that you don't take care of you if you're not rich, you're poor.
No, but don't forget now.
You gotta be suffering.
There's something that I call accountability and responsibility, Scrooge. That's why.
The poor ain't homeless.
No, but don't forget. What's Scrooge doing in the city? The same Valentine who opposite me now.
And I support a guy.
And he's a poor
guy.
And guess what? I support a guy too. No, and guess what happened?
You understand me? I guess what? Homeless.
And guess what?
I had to make my own. Hey, buddy, listen. No, listen. I had to make my home. You know, listen. I had to take a chance and make my home instead of me going partying my money to nightclub and buying all this stuff. I go and say I need a roof over my head.
Come on, man. You go. You know, I went in the sewage store tonight. Buying
crate of
egg. You know, last week the crate of egg was.
No, we ain't disputing that. I ain't disputing nothing.
Extra large. You know what it is tonight? $5 plus.
Yes.
Well, that's why. That's why.
A week ago.
That's why the Democrats was kicked out of the
president. No, I don't. The Democratic thing that didn't have nothing to do with that.
No, inflation. Inflation.
That,
no, but
that didn't have nothing to do with inflation. But, week the price of egg going up $2.
Yeah, but I'm saying to you, inflation. We import inflation. That's why we must. That's why we gotta grow
our
eggs.
$3.25 to $5 plus in 1 week.
Yeah, but that's why we gotta enhance our fishing and agriculture industry. We must commit.
Train our kids.
Commit.
You food store, right? Say go, just Golden Gate alone. You know me, women out there begging arms.
Oh, not only that, all over,
begging
man.
Arms. I don't want with women. I don't want with grown women.
Boy, that's not all run. That all run. That's not tough for this.
They stinking, baby. They just ain't got no need. They got to go hustle to make ends meet.
Boy, and
Yes.
Yeah, well.
Social service, whatever they get from social service ain't enough, bro.
No, it's not.
It will never.
You can't be listening to the prime minister with his spinning thing.
We ain't whatever the prime.
You can't be listening to him.
See.
He's straight. He he above the middle class.
No, but
that's what he's giving them contract to.
No, but you know, call up like I always said over my years. You might not know me, but I've been encouraging small business owners and young and
they get into business.
No, but there's two there are two aspects to it. You got to improve the educational value.
Know what you're worth.
You got to know your worth.
To be the backbone of the nation. No,
no. What happened is, let me tell you what happened. When my brother was my daddy was a air conditioning technician. My brother, my daddy trained him, but his son didn't want to be trained in his work. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But once you get a trade, and once you got a trade, the air conditioned man must train his son. His son got to train him. And you keep on going, and you can't be lazy. But the problem is, when this internet, Facebook, all this fun little stuff come up, the young people do not want to do the hard work. They don't want to get into trade.
Oh, that's
and that's
the
big problem. No.
That's an excuse. They ain't lazy either.
No.
They suffering where they are. They ain't lazy. Nobody lazy.
You know, see, it takes people. You know, instead of talking, it takes people to voice or gonna make something happen. See,
yeah.
You got to be a doer. See, when you have a lot of creative ideas and stuff, and you're trying to make a point, it's very wild, but you can't take. And he's talking some good points. But again, like I'm going to say this to each and every one out there, the problem exists because, like I said, the politicians have deprived the Bahamian people of the opportunity when we go to vote. No one's disputing it. There's a high cost of living. No one can dispute that. But the fact of the matter is, they showed the other day, you know how much people. The minister of social service, what's his name is? She said that disgruntled people don't even want to apply for work. And you know why? Because their spirits are being killed. And I just want to show you exactly what's going on in the country. There are people out there who want to do something with their life, but they are being denied access to it. And they just have given up out there, period. Because, like I said, there's no one bringing no opportunity to them directly in their realm. And because of that, and a lot of people are also making a lot of bad decisions.
Yeah, but Scoogey, but you know, it takes, imagine they have you. Like, take for instance, you span from which area to which area? Downtown and over there.
The street,
you know, don't forget, I know, but all I came is my uncles. Mm-hmm. So I know all about the streets and all that too, all right? What area to what area? So imagine if they have one of you and of all the constituencies in the Bahamas.
You understand? And I start off from nothing. I start off poor. And he ain't much of a good guy.
No,
I know.
I'm talking about you helping.
Uh-huh.
So they need a community leaders.
And areas to step up.
To step up.
And come up with creative ideas.
Exactly.
And be able to say this to the government.
The politicians are there to legislate.
Right.
The community leaders are there to build.
Build the community.
Like, and that's why you came to me and I came to you simultaneously and say, okay, let's help each other in reference to getting a lot of your people to start businesses.
Of course.
Because that's the only way they're going to come out from the streets if they become independent of the system.
Yes.
And, you know, and you and I get a lot of things to deal with next year, you know. Basically, I was involved in the program, me and another person, ex offender.
Come right now, Carlo. So once he finished.
Right. Okay. Yeah. We started an entrepreneurship program called 242 Second Chance Entrepreneurship Program, which geared towards ex-offenders who want to change their life.
That's all.
I used to go into prison with Dave Williams to talk about smart, so that we could start, so they could start a business before they come into prison. So when they come to prison, they don't have to worry about no job, whatever. They have something to go to do. But it got to be a life change. It got to be a national strategic plan to reduce the recidivism rate of the country, which means you're going back. The 700 people going back and back and back. The problem, I did a lot of thesis at the College of Bahamas. And at the time, it was like 75% of all prisoners was coming back and back and back. I don't know how much it is now. But we always had a problem before, but there was never a strategic plan
put in place
to reduce
the inmates returning.
And it got to be holistic to, you know. It got to be the church. It got to be the community. It got to be the government. It got to be the persons themselves, mm-hmm. the families. Because if you look at it, you know, we have a lot of segmented people doing a lot of stuff, you know. People feeding, halfway homes, people doing this, community, you doing this. But there was never collaboration where 1 + 1 = 11.
Yes.
Not 1 + 2. We need a synergy, a collaboration with a lot of people, right? And maybe it got to start with you and us, Scrooge.
It starts
where we have a plan of action from Abaco to Grand Bahama, right, from the north to south or whatever, to actually put together all the plans. It was suggested by me a long time ago. That by, and Carlos Reed was one of my persons who I interviewed when I was about in my 20s, 30s, when I was doing my thesis about reducing the recidivism level in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke with social service, all over places. We even had, was trying to get a report card that when the person has come out of their homes in their of the Fox Hell prison, they will get a elimination of their police record, eliminated based on how well they did inside the prison. Because at that time, when they came out, it was a death sentence. They never could get a job. And there was no creative measures for them to start a business. That's why I started a second chance.
You know what the solution is in that aspect.
That's why we have to come together. First, we waited our prayers at the beginning of the year.
That's why I damn with you.
Now, we got to do actions.
See, that's why I'm a talker. You know, like I say, you know, yeah, I support a young man, but I use the connection I have, who I met over the years, people who know me as a personal person and know that I'm not interested in money. See, this the key. See, this the key, Rachel. See, people could talk all they want, They could talk all they want. But when it comes down to they really want to help people, they could put money over people. Well, I ain't the one. I said Brandon, I said Brian. Mm-hmm. Not runners in our family. And what we like to do is help people. And anyone can tell you I live in that community.
Yeah.
And ask them. You could walk through anytime and ask them. Everyone can tell you they know me. Everyone can tell you if you come around and do anything, they tell you come and heal me.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I don't do things for money. Yeah. I don't do things for popularity.
Yeah,
I do things because I know it's the right thing to do, and I am using my resources as much as possible to bring more creative ideas on how we can help improve the community. And I'm going to say this again. There are a lot of people out there discouraged.
Right.
Yes, there's poverty out there. But I want let people know, you got 6 children, right? Listen, you get 6. Before you get to 6, right? Think.
Stop.
You know 10 stuff.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You know 10 stuff. You know, just think and see if you could find a man or a woman who fits your description on you have a future.
Right.
And help them with yourself. Start a small business or selling cup. My grandmother Bella House was selling 25-cent cup.
Exactly.
And the house with you, Lewis Street, which is a stone building.
Right. Yeah.
And she was poor.
Right.
She built a house with 25-cent, selling 25-cent lemon cup, orange cup, and the stuff. Right there.
Yeah, man. So, Shoji, let's talk about this next week. My name is Mark Turnquest, right? Scrooge and I came together. Anyone on the line?
Yeah, let's take this last call.
Yeah, okay.
We can take this last call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scrooge, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Graham?
And to everybody in
the studio. What's up, blessed brother?
If you can't afford egg, I hear hamburgers not too expensive. Anyway. That's my humor for tonight, for that caller. But you know what's really sad is, why do we have tax on food? Any duty? Any VAT? Any customs entry fee? And there's a whole other set of fees that I wouldn't go to in detail tonight. You don't want your people to eat. And it's been like this for the last couple election cycles. There were 4 honorable men in the last government that said, don't raise the VAT on people's food and life. But let's move on. What we've done successfully, and in the United States of America as well, is we've destroyed the family structure of the African-American, African-Bahamian. And by doing so, we've produced what the Book of Revelation says, a generation of vipers. and baby vipers now. Get ready to get bit.
Yeah, 13.
Now, the most atheistic people come out of Europe there, some of them places. I wouldn't call it a name of the countries. But they don't have this problem. So what are they doing? They're incentivizing couples and families to stay together.
Yes.
Because the child that stays together with a mother and father has a huge... See, I'm not going to give you percentages because someone will call with some crazy...
No, I have it too.
The family staying together has a much greater chance of the child being more successful.
80%, 80 to 90%.
I was going to say a number, but I didn't want to...
80 to 90%.
You know, we got the people who fact check. Mm-hmm. But it's a huge amount, isn't it?
Yes.
And so until we focus, because I have a lot of ideas of what we can do for the young lady who's had six children and is very young. We need to get in schools, Scrooge,
yes,
as my wife said. We need to teach young women about themselves.
Yes.
Put esteem and value back into them.
Yes.
Whether you want to say godly or natural order, but it should be godly. But let's just say that they've gone away. A lot of people are atheists now.
Yes.
But you must teach the woman
standards
that they control sex.
Yes.
They decide if you're going to have a sexual encounter. But men decide relationships.
Yeah.
And we need to get in school and teach, not sexual education, we need to teach young boys and young women
how to make
about
that decision.
How things work.
Yes.
And they should get their life and their money and their small business, because that's what tonight's about.
Right. That's why I can't wait to start, because we only have 50 more minutes.
I segue in into your business. Don't worry. And once you teach them certain things, you'll see a different country. Because those places in Europe are doing pretty good. And, you know, we can learn different things from different people. They can learn from us for sure how to be godly and not have all that craziness they be doing that's against the Bible. Mm-hmm. Now, in the small business, when are we going to treat our people like we've treated the big cruise industry, the big hotel industry, and all the foreigners? I put it to you, for the next 50 years, we should roll out the red carpet for our small businesses and treat us like we've treated them. And for the next 50 years, we should treat them like we've treated our small businesses.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Big rent, big light bill, big sewage bill. Tax, VAT, duty, NIB, crushing the small businessman before he can even crawl.
Frustrating you.
See, if I start a lawn company,
you're right.
A lawn company now, and I have six guys working with me, right? And I'm paying their NIB. Couldn't you give me a little break on the VAT or the duty on my lawnmower and my clippers?
You should, yes.
To help me grow so I can pay more NIB.
Yes.
Right.
See, I believe it was Mr. Honorable Leslie Miller that tried to help small businesses in the past, but I don't want to fixate on any one person.
Yes.
What are we doing? What are the incentives? What laws have been passed to help all or the majority of small businesses in the last 50 years?
Increase it, their profit margin.
It's amazing we can even stay open with all this tax.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And now, I guess, income tax coming at some point. And so...
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, see... The people who have done it to you for the last 50 years are not going to undo it to you. It's too sweet.
All right.
Got the foot on your neck. It's too sweet.
Yeah.
And now we cry. I heard someone saying that $900 for a one-bed apartment?
Yeah.
You got to be crazy.
No, it's more than that, too.
Of course, because I could take the one-bedroom apartment, get $100 a night on Airbnb, and that's $3,000 a month.
Wow.
So why don't we take this? Give you that acre of land, give you the money, right, to assist you, and give you the financial advice so you can put the triplex on that acre of land, live in one of the triplexes for free, solarize it so your light bill is low, and the other two you can have $100 a night coming in. Now times seven, that's 200 a day, right?
Yes, sir.
Times 7 days is what, $1,400 a week?
Huh? Yeah, so, all right, Graham. Yeah,
I got to go. But yeah. I tell you all, that's a small business right there, bro. I just gave you an
idea. No, you did. Yeah, you did. That is small business.
Let me give you one more little small business idea. I hope someone runs with it. Watch this one, Nan. I can be quick.
All right.
How much for a hot dog? Them long set.
About four something.
No,
no, no, no, no. $6.50 or $6.25.
Woo, $6. So if I only want the bun and the hot dog and some ketchup, because some children don't want, you know, the cheese and the chili and the all the red other stuff. Mm. Why should I pay the $6.25 that you pay and who getting everything? Open up a hot dog stall tomorrow, Scroogey, and sell hot dog for $2.50. And 50 cents for every condiment. So your $2.50, you want ketchup, is $3. You want ketchup and mustard, it's $3.50. Because you shouldn't have, just the marketing, you shouldn't have to pay what the man want everything paying, right? And let me tell you something, you'll sell hot dogs like gone crazy because everybody looking for that $2.50 or that $3 lunch. Right. You'll have 100 of those stalls within a year.
All right, buddy.
That's $36 million a year if they're pulling out $1,000 profit a day off them.
Makes sense.
All right, buddy.
Y'all have a good one.
All right, thanks, man, Graham. Thanks, Graham.
All right, well, you know, we only have a couple more minutes left. So let me get into the business. My name is Mark Turnquist. I'm the founder of the 242 Small Business Association Resource Center. I'm also the president of the organization. But I've been in business for the past 22 years, getting people in business. Every year, the past couple of years, it was 200 people every year in business. Long time, 58 now. So I am, but over 2 more years now, that's it.
That's it.
Trying to relax. I also am working on a strategic small business act, which will legalize and structure the whole small business environment. But I'm not here tonight to speak with that. Mm-hmm. But that's what I call a strategy and program now that I'm going to submit to the government and relative stakeholders about how to structure the small businesses, medium-sized and micro, into one unified productive organizations for the future. But next week, Saturday, at the Cancer Society, November 16th, I'm having a small business event called the 242 Entrepreneur Empowerment Workshop, focusing on the 8, M's of entrepreneurial success. And the 8 M's, what I will be focusing on will be market, means, mission, money, management, marketing, method, and measurement. But what the program is going to do is it's going to be geared towards assisting people who wants to start, managing, or grow the business. Take, for instance, Scroogey have some people come from his community at the event. And once we could start the communities, we know the government are working with the communities. But sometimes the community leaders need to lead it.
Private along with government.
Right.
So private is what we need to do now.
And that's why it got to be what I call a collaboration.
Right.
And what I would want is the model of the Bangtown communities, the Scroogey, right? I to get together so that we can start a model. So people who are reluctant to go to certain places, like they may say, we feel like going to the government for money or whatever, we feel like exposing our business or things like that. A person like Scroogey, who are the community leader, he could actually put on programs, bring people in, manage their infancy stage, bring them up to their adulthood, and they'll feel secured. Because once you get certain people in business, they could always talk about it. Expand.
They give it expand and reach, trickle down.
And I would want to use the model of the Bangtown area with Scroogey to act in Grahamstown to do that. So I encourage people who are in Bangtown and Grahamstown to talk to Scroogey. Right, it's only $50 for the inner communities, inner city communities. Only $50. Right? We will get you a business. We will mentor you, but most importantly, we will have the attention. You will always be able to reach us. You're not going to be thousands and thousands of people in a platform. We're going to work on blocks by block by block. So all you have to do is to enroll in the program. The program is going to be at the Cancer Society November the 16th, which is next Saturday. And we're going to start with community leaders. So community leaders, politicians, whatever, politicians, if you want to bring your people to get them started in business and start with 10 each or whatever, then we will work with you. My telephone numbers are 427-3640. That's 427-3640. That's Mark A. Turnquist. Scourgey and I have a lot of plans to do because, let me tell you, like I said before, a couple of years ago I was working with the program called the Second Chance Entrepreneurship Program. This program is approved by NACARP, approved by the Ministry of Social Services, approved by Urban Development. I mean, it approved by all constituencies. We've been in the the Pinewood constituency. We went in Elizabeth States with Ryan Pinder. We went with Kayla's Rule when he was in Pinewood. We went with Michael Akitas area, right? And what we used to do is we used to train you in church surroundings so that when we graduate you, we graduate you in the church community.
Let me just button it up for a moment. Mm-hmm. That's why I said that the church need to adopt the community. If the church was to play an important role with these programs that you're talking about right now, and they would have got 10 guys from the community or 10 females who are at risk. This is what we're talking about right
but
now.
But we had programs because Valentino for the in the, what do you name now? Valentino in the, if what his last name is, he was in the southern area.
Okay.
Right? He used his church.
Okay.
Life Changes Ministries.
Okay.
Right? Right. He asked. Life Changes, Valentino. Right? He did a wonderful, wonderful, it was our first fruits. Mm-hmm. Right? Because he was there, man, and he helped our first, we have people with ankle bracelet comes to the program. Mm-hmm.
They want assistance.
We go in the Pinewood Garden, the same thing. We go in Elizabeth State, the same thing. See, once we have a collaboration between the MPs, the church, community leaders, urban renewal, social service, because what happened, we the program, and this we're going to use, Scourgey, we're not going to use giving people a handout. We're going to give them a hands up.
And keep on giving them hands up until they get where they need
to. And that's why this, starting from next week, Scourgey and I, this could be a relationship where we're going to step by step. Even after next week, I will even come to your community.
Of course, that's the whole idea.
And come to your location.
That's the whole idea.
Sit down with your people.
That's the whole idea.
Mentor them.
That's the whole idea.
And have investors. See, what we need to do is,
there you go.
The rich got to give to the poor now.
And they want to come.
And we need to have foundations.
Yes.
Nonprofit organizations.
That's what's happening now.
Where we will get the stakeholders, corporate hammers, donate to say, we can sponsor not grants, not on loans. 10 every other month. And then we will report.
That's the program, their success.
The success rates. And then, so they have a continuation of it. We have fruits going, keep on going. We have the first fruits coming up. We have graduations. And then what happened? The mothers will deal with their children. They ain't got to go to social service no more. They can do what? They can pay their own school fees. They can pay for their own food. And what happened? We'll have everybody buying from each other.
That's how it's supposed to go.
You have a sewer, hairdresser, or whatever. We coming to you. You selling fruits. We coming to you.
You're a fishman.
And we building the community.
You're a man. You're a plumber.
Because what we doing? Man. The community be buying from each other. Being in Grand Town, food vendors, clothing stores, retail outlets. We're buying from each other, block by block, buying from each other.
Let me ask you a question.
That's how we want to work with this.
And this one most people don't understand. See, I dissect the whole situation concerning the community.
Right.
Now I reach a point in my life where I say, what can we do to make the community better?
Right.
Right? So I look at the whole community. I started to do basketball tournaments and et cetera. I started to do positive programs with the kids and stuff like that, you know, and many of them going off to be success.
Mm-hmm.
But as I started to continue in the community for the last 20 plus years,
right.
I said, wow.
Now's the time.
Now it's time to
business.
Power. You see, because we're cleaning up the community. I'm still cleaning up the community as I speak right now.
But of course.
We put the community centers of Lenahan in the community, but in culinary kitchen to teach kids how to cook Caucasian food.
Turn those into business now. That's why I want you. Bring your people in.
That's why.
You don't got to worry about the money now. So sometimes you and I can always sort the money. Bring out the people who will turn their skills into business.
Yeah, that's why that's one of the tenets of counteracting the poverty level in the community. Now everyone is not going to be business owner.
Exactly. But look at
the trickle off effect.
Get the 10. Get your 10 people. Right. That's all you got to do. Start with 10. And guess what happened? They would be mentors to the ones coming up.
Yes. See, what has happened is some business owners can be successful and become thousandaires and millionaires. You never know. And
exactly.
They're the ones who are going to be able to spread that wealth along the community because they understand what it takes to develop a community.
Exactly.
So they're going to help somebody. You know what? Not everyone's going to be a business owner.
No,
but he could be good in basketball. He could be good in sewing. He could be good in weeding the grass. He could be good.
But let them have that option.
Right.
The most important thing for next week, Saturday, November the 16th at the Cancer Society, mm-hmm. from 9 to 3, right, is to bring your people from the inner city,
mm-hmm.
right? Let's get at least 10 to 15 of them, right? We'll be going to work with the money later on.
Car wash, guys, hair braiders. This is what we're trying to establish.
Exactly.
People who could cook breakfast.
So, and we want to turn their dreams into reality.
Right.
We want to turn their hobbies in the businesses.
So what's going on right now in the community that I reside in? Because I understand this. So I want to help establish a few small businesses right now, small opportunities, so we could help support one another. You can sell a breakfast, we could go across there. You do hair braiding? Well, someone wants to get hair braid, we recommend them there.
And let's start next week.
Yes.
And when they see that we're doing it,
mm-hmm.
the Bantam and Grandstown community doing it from the bottom up, not from the top down.
That's right. That's right.
And then see, because every 5 years, things change.
Yes. We need a barber in the community right now.
Right. But see, you can't depend on politics.
No, you got to come up with your own creative way.
Scrooge, you don't get nowhere. From move from politician support, whatever, you always be there. So therefore, if they change the politician, you're still there.
See, many people talk, right? And they are frustrated what's going on in the country. But listen, talks is cheap. If you don't go yourself as an individual and stand up for
it. Exactly.
See, you could be the most smartest person there is. But if you're not putting it that way, that's what I say. Faith, move mountain, right?
Exactly.
Huh? Okay.
Another thing is that you have to really make sure the person is given the tools and skills.
Necessary
to succeed, because they will never forget that.
And it's who want it.
And even if you do not start a business immediately, next week, Saturday, November the 16th at the Cancer Society, 9 to 3, it's only $50 per person.
Mm-hmm.
You will have the education. Because I've been doing this for the past 22 years. Yes. And that's a long time. Thousands and thousands of business plans.
Yes.
You'll get a free template. You'll know about the 8 AMs of entrepreneur success. Not only that, we want your community leaders to reach out to me, 427-3640, Market Turnquest. Let's start, because Scrooge saw the light. He bring the people.
I strategize. I live around there. I strategize.
And bring the people out, and then let's work from one community to the next.
And I've been giving that idea to the whole Bahamas.
You exactly.
know? It's not just about my community, but I live in that community and I have to start where I need to start. I give the information out there for all communities, and I'm encouraging people out there. Listen, let me encourage y'all. Let me explain something to y'all. The other day, they was talking about what the government spent. I think the caller talked about that, right? And I think it was about the tourism industry when we had the 21 murders, and they talk about the crime wave in the Bahamas, and the government's what, spent $5 million?
No, actually it was... No, man.
How much? You said it earlier.
It's $9 million.
They spent $9 million because they wanted to get the respond to the high crime rate in the Bahamas. They spent $9 million. Now listen to this now. A general MP on both opposition and government gets about $120,000 a year, right? MP like Wade Watson, right? Listen to this now. Who only gets about $120,000 as allowance dealing with the community, right? Now, first of all, the registered people who probably voted in the general election probably under 15,000, okay, when the election was gone. But that don't mean 15,000 lives in the Bain and Grandstand community. Because you get kids, you get older people. And they said that was the lowest voters registration in the history and the lowest voters turnout in the history of the country.
Yeah.
Right? That means you had probably 200,000 people who didn't even register to vote or was not concerned about voting because the circumstances that is happening in the country.
Mm-hmm.
But in that community alone that Wade Watson of, and I'm not taking up for him, Travis Robinson, I mean, he was on the show when he was the MP, and he said the same thing.
Okay.
You were dealing with close to a population of about 50,000 people.
Yeah.
So how could you take $120, give the sitting MP to say you're going to do some community work inside the inner city community when you know in this community, right, has about 50,000 people in it? Areas like Angus Lindbergh, Glenys Hanneman is doing her best, right? She said at her own mouth the other day that she was looking to get corporate Bahamas for a very long time to come work with her on an initiative like what's going on in Angus Lindbergh now. Look how long it took, Miss Glenys Hanneman, who's one of the greatest politicians in the last 20 to 25 years in this country, and she was in a political party that represented the Bahamian people. She can't even get the support that what she's doing right now in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about this, Mr. Turncrest. The allowance for MP is supposed to increase to $1 million in these constituencies a year. With the MP saying that we have a small business development plan in the community. Persons like yourself who have these business plans where you can help people get their business license, help them start their business, stuff like that, right? You working along with the MP to take the pressure off the MP and other community leaders who can get the information and get the training from you can start off in their constituency. The prime minister got to make a decree that each MP, whether you're opposition or government, or that $1 million, we're going to see if we can create 50 to 100 small businesses owners within that community. If we just do 50 a year, so 50 in Angleston, 50 in the Bain Grandstand, then next year you do the same thing. But your job and whoever job is coming to make sure that you watch the progress of these individuals to make sure that they are gaining profit, they have manners and respect, because at the end of the day, you really going to have to really want change in their life, because some people might believe they're entitled. Down by the Senator, by me, Mr. Turncrest, people believe they're entitled. They're not entitled because they ain't putting none down there by that hand bomb. That was me going out there by the blessing of God. God gave me an idea, and God was able to reach in my heart and gave me a knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to see what the community need. Now, some people be coming there like they entitled. No, that was not put there by government. That's hard work for a young man who see that the community needs education, needs an opportunity for a person to come in there and assist.
Yeah.
So like I say, again, you're not entitled in nothing in this life.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Yes, the government shortchanged us. Yes, they did us wrong. Yeah, and they have us at a disadvantage. But that don't mean we can't work together. Ask your MP about the small business development plan that is going on. Each MP in this country is supposed to be talking with the Small Business Development Plan and should have some type of contact with Mark Turncrest or anyone involved with the small business initiative in the country.
Yeah.
Samana Rule, who is doing an extremely great job by the Office of the Prime Minister, just like yourself, Mr. Turncrest, is doing an extremely great job of putting information out there. We have to be able to have these opportunities available in these communities.
See, the thing about it, that it has to be consistent and it has to be a leader in that community.
Yes.
Like yourself. See, we can use you as a model. Use a model. So starting from next week, Saturday, you'll be the model. I also gonna from Saturday to come into your community center.
Yes.
And start building from the ground up.
Up.
Right? Because like I said, every 5 years things changes if the party is not reelected. Mm-hmm. Strategic plans has changed.
Yes.
But once you and I get together, use a model. We have a model. And we can take that same model of entrepreneurship, getting every young man and woman with the knowledge and opportunity to have the the knowledge of how to start and manage and grow a business.
And continue to grow.
And have that in the pipeline so that when they're ready, they can pull from their toolkit a business plan. They can prepare for it, say, okay, this is how I need to start a business. This is the business license process. So that at the end of the day, they will have that initiative there. That won't go away. Because what we will do, we will instill it in them.
It has to be continuous.
It can't move from, you go from one area to the next area. No.
You have to continue there.
See, that's not the government, that's not the government plan to stay in one area all the time. It's the community leader plan who always there.
Because there's a community always growing. There are kids growing up every
exactly.
day. Exactly. And as the population increase, you got to keep it every year. Like school children, like there's 5,000 kids coming to school every year, right? And they're growing up. We need to keep it up.
Always
we
remember
keep
that.
Keep it up.
One of my 242 small business.
Talk for a little bit.
Entrepreneurship, what I call plan is to always focus on development. People from the bottom up. And what is very important is for that everybody know that they need to start and manage and grow a business. You know, you have to be independent. You can't wait on the government. You can't wait on the politicians. You can't wait on your family, friends, and fans. You have to do it yourself. Because at the end of the day, once you have the power in your hands, nobody can take that away. And that's why when I started from a young age getting people in business, I always wanted them to say, well, you know something, at the end of the day, I may not have the money right now, but at least I have the knowledge. That's why when I started and I developed my strategic model for entrepreneurship, called the 8 M's of entrepreneurial success, where I will introduce to the people next week in reference to the market, let them understand about how to do research, about the means, what type of funding they need, that's the next M, mission, how to understand the 17th concept of a business plan. The money, where the money coming from? It can come from a lot of places. It can come from grant funding, loans, whatever. Equity investment, they explain that to you. Management, you know, if your business don't have a good management team, you'll fail. So the owner got to understand about how to manage money and everything else, how to manage the business operations. The marketing is not an expense. Marketing is an investment. And of course, you got to know about policies and procedures and method. And at the end of the day, you got to know about measurement. You got to understand about QuickBooks accounting. You got to know about financial statements. So I must thank Scroogey for allowing me the opportunity to come in. And Scroogey, your model, the Bain and Grandstown. We're gonna have some fun next week. We can start off with 10 of people, eh?
Yeah.
And then we're gonna invite
until you climb.
Until we climb up some more. And then you feel free to come to the event. Because Scroogey will have a stand, community leaders from all over Nassau. If you want to bring your people, you can bring your people. Call Mark Turnquist, 427-3640. You can just come to me. You know, we work things out. You can pay half down and half later. You know, we work things out. Because my job is to get people in business.
Yes.
And that's what I've been doing all my life till I die.
And I just want to add this in. I'll be aiming people. That's a great opportunity right now. If you see in Amazon, free delivery. Spend over $45, you get free delivery. All this is a business opportunity for you guys. You could order pants, you could order car parts, you might could order some hair. You know, there's so much things that you can open your eye up to be very successful. This is a great opportunity. You know, it's been in the newspaper. Amazon free delivery move. Behemoth retailers and carriers are brave for, you know, they kind
of. That's the problem with international.
Yes.
Competitiveness, what I mean? That means we are not, well, a small speck.
No more.
People, Amazon see us as a... Amazon saw that every month we ordering millions of dollars from them. They say, okay.
We can do it free for $45.
Let me bypass all these couriers and all that stuff. That's why we are not in no small island.
Yes.
We are bigger than that.
See, and a lot of people saying, this is the opportunity. There are so many different options you have right now with this opportunity, Rachel. Take advantage, BMN people. You can get your tennis business started. You know, understand? There's so many things that can be created. I just want to read something real quick. Caller and say you want to comment on the social service issue. I'm going to give you 1 second, caller. There's a text message said, good night, Valentino. I have a question. I want to know the answers to, if you can help or your guest can, why does the bank require your business plan if you want to open up a bank account or business bank account? I personally feel uncomfortable doing that, and I am sure many others payments feel the same way. Correction, payments feel so also. Yeah, I don't want to borrow no money. I just want to open an account.
Yeah, that was for the past couple of years now. They never said it before. But now I find out that people coming to me to say, well, Mr. Tarango, I need a business plan to open up a bank account. The bank account is something to do with legitimacy, and it's something to do with what I call making sure that there's no illegal activities. That's all it is. The business plan purpose is that you have a bank account, and that's like a first step to see that, hey, the money coming into the business is legal. They have the bank ain't interested in illegal money. So therefore they have a structure now that they want that you have a system in place to start your business correctly. But they don't want to know your business like that. Okay, so don't I know that that's a big hot topic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you got your answer. I see my friend Santana Forb. I was trying to reach him. Santana can't talk on the phone. That's my private phone, you know. So we're gonna take this last call and then I'm gonna close to the show, because you know we have a few more minutes, but I want to talk about how we can invest more in small business. But also, we're talking about introducing trade at a young age to our kids in primary school and junior high school, you know, and that could be well-voiced in many different trades. You understand? So, agriculture, fisheries, creative arts, painting, you know, sculptures. We need scientists, and et cetera. So we have to also invest in these things, too, because we need scientists, you know, and et cetera. So we're going to take this one last call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City on Guardian Radio.
Hey, how you all doing, man?
Hey, you just sound like Shaggy.
Indeed.
Hey, what do you say?
I'm fortunate enough to catch y'all on the end, you know.
Okay.
Topic. I want to say thank you to your guests for sharing that information, because it's important that we know where we're going and how to go about it when we're talking about small businesses, you know what I mean? Most people can't work for people, and I'm just using that term. So The good route to take is being creative and allowing yourself to start your own entrepreneurial venture, you know, to build a brand. And it's good information, and I thank you kind for the guests I'm talking about. I think it's Mr. Turnquist, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Mark Turnquist.
Shaggy, you know him too. He's right down by all the camp.
Yes. Oh, man, listen. Mr. Turnquist, you know, thank you for your input and, you know, just allowing people to understand the depths of what it is you brought to the table tonight. You know?
Yeah, Shaggy, you could sponsor some people to that event next week. So contact Scroogey and Scroogey. Unless Shaggy sponsors some people, only $50 per person,
Then
bring another 10.
And like you say, if you don't have it now, you could bring them.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Shaggy. Sorry for that.
Yeah, so the next thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, there's a situation that was very important, and pardon it, I am talking about the lady with the kids and social services. You know, me personally, you know, that was a very touchy situation, and as a community leader, I don't speak on the behalf of the government, nor do I speak on the behalf of the Ministry of Social Services. But as a community leader, you know, we create some things that are more detrimental than anything else. You know, the government is helping, and I think that's an amazing, amazing venture that the government is allowing people to catch themselves. But the thing about it is we're here criticizing the people that works in social services, but they have a job to do. And the contract is signed, and you know that you have 3 months.
Yeah.
On top of that, you're already in a precarious situation with your kids, and I'm not here to judge, because as a community leader, I try to help everybody, like yourself, Scoochie.
Yeah.
You understand me? You may be a radio host, but you're a community leader.
That's my first thing.
You know, so my thing is, perhaps it could have been handled different, you know, maybe an extension,
yeah.
But there's tons and perhaps even thousands of people waiting for that very same assistance. So you sign a contract that says 3 months. So it's not social services putting that lady out. There's a long line of thousands of people probably waiting for that very same assistance.
Wow.
So they give them 3 months to catch themselves, not to make your bed up. I understand she just had a young baby, so perhaps they could have handled it a little different. I don't know. It's not my job. I don't know how they operate. But my thing is, when you walk in, you get lucky to get in. They say to you, it's a three-month program. So here we are beating the government. You know, they always like to go to the government. If it rains too hard, it's the government's fault. But we have to take into consideration that everybody has a job to do, and we cannot criticize these people. We have to be grateful, not ungrateful. So I know you're ending your show, and I don't want to continue rambling, but, you know, Bahamian people, listen. The government, I think, is doing an amazing job by allowing people 3 months, and they're taking care of your overhead. You know, you cannot take advantage of that, because there's a lot more people that need help. And on top of that, you know the situation that you're in. You cannot continue to put yourself in a situation where you keep having babies. We have to be real about the situation.
Yeah, we need training. We need education and training.
But anyhow, it may be a topic for another day, but thank you very much for allowing me to have a little voice. And Mr. Tankwest, keep pushing, keep uplifting, keep keeping on, keep inspiring, keep it all going.
Small business. Small business.
Thank you, Mom.
Small business.
Yeah, like I said, small business. I mean, for me, I just look at it like this. When I was younger, there were many businesses on the East Street. And what happened is a lot of us got employed from that, because some people don't need to sweep in the front of their house no, in the front of their shop no more. So a guy can be right there who doesn't have no work, but now every day he don't have to steal. You know, me now as a business owner can pay him to keep in the front of my store clean, and that stops him from turning into a life of crime. And then in doing so, he could get breakfast and lunch, and then we'd help him improve himself, you know, and help him climb the ladder. You know, we got to encourage one another, uplift one another. And I feel that if we were to establish business owners in certain sectors of the community, and we continue to communicate with one another, like as we continue to grow, you're a barber, I'm a plumber, and you sell your breakfast, use braid hair, like I said, that one there could fix TV, that one there good at fixing phone, and we set up in this community, and we continue to get the support we need from the private sector, get it from the small business development under the ministry of the office of the prime minister, and we bring that into the community along with the community center training the kids, along with small trades being introduced. And I think we swarm the community, and you know, for those who want it. And if we continue to invest, and if we just start to see those 10 start to go from $500 a week to $1,000 a week, start to increase their profit margin, start to have the best product. Their hospitality is out of the world, and how they talk to their customers. So their clientele is out of the world. People love them in the community. You know, they don't have a bad attitude and disrespectful to the customers. And when the customers come there, they know how to deal with the customers on a humanly way.
Yeah, once you improve customer service, you always increase sales.
So now what do we have? We have an economy. I could go to the barber right around the corner there. I could go to the tailor around the corner. I need a cake baked. There's a young girl who went to school, and she
has
a cake shop.
We got to sell this philosophy,
yes,
of community development. I see you smiling.
It's excited.
It's happening. Next week, Saturday, we starting this Grants and Bangtown Community, the Small Business Association Development Philosophy.
Yes.
Which will be entrenched because this is going to be forever. You see, you don't gonna be more than true, like no boju. This forever.
Because we get this, send we get Lenahan right there with the office space to do this.
Exactly.
So this is anyone has my restaurant and all.
That's it.
And I want to encourage other people in that community to do the same thing.
And yeah. Once we have a model like you, because I know a lot of men now, different community leaders, listen to the show now.
Yes, a lot.
You'll be using a Scroogey model, we call that. And I have the experience and exposure for years of doing this. So now I'm giving back to communities now from the ground, to help everybody in the city. Because I want to reduce the crime. Like you, I want to make sure these young women stop having a lot of babies. If they're in business, they could stop having babies. Or even they have babies, they can take care of babies.
You know this is policing what we're doing, right? You know this is policing. People don't understand. You think because we're not, this is policing.
Anything that deals with reducing the crime is
policing.
We are here to make people independent of the system. You don't have to run into the government, social services all the time. Start your own business from small. Get the collaborative emphasis from everybody, your communities. Get it from your family. You'll be surprised people who see you growing to give you more money to invest in your business. You have a nonprofit organizations. And all you do is keep on growing. And guess what happened? We will never give you a hand. Just a hand. We're giving you our whole soul. We're giving you, because I put in 110% in this now. And Scrooge will be doing this for years. So once Scrooge already finished all this other cleaning up and all the rest of other stuff, is now to get people in business.
Yes.
That's it.
That's the last thing.
Small business. Small business. Small business.
Yes, it's going to expand people, you know, and that's the way we got to go.
So call me, Mark Turnquest, 427-3640. If you can't get in contact with me, well, Scrooge right there, because Scrooge is going to be there next week, too. At the Cancer Society, November 16th, Saturday, November 16th, next week, Saturday, at the Cancer Society, 9 to 3, call me in advance, so at least I'll have the food ready for you all, along with the workbooks, free business plan templates, free education, everything. Let's do this.
All it takes is put the emphasis in the community, set up a structure and a plan, and you continue to work on it. And I have a strong feeling that once we create a few small businesses in the community, the barbers, car wash guys who could do a little tourism industry with a junk canoe, industry, what we're going to encourage as well. Taxi drivers, we want to encourage for guys to get their taxi drivers permit. Their license. Get their taxi. We want to help them get their taxi. We want to bring them, they know the community. They could be dropping the tourists off to the John Canoe Shop, the 66 Staff Channel, the local churches.
Yeah,
man. We want to encourage a lot of inner city taxi drivers and bus drivers in any city who will go into the tourism industry.
We can take this community leader development small business association program from Grand Bahama, you know,
and that's Inagua. The emphasis. I think that's our only way.
From Grand Bahama in the north to Abacona.
And just continue to keep on investing and keep on see how we can empower people to continue.
Yeah, and that's what we got to do, you know.
Remember, Beauty Bakery started off from nothing.
And once they see these 10 people progressing,
yes,
not given a hands out, begin hands up,
right,
they will become mentors.
And there's a lot of people out there in your community, leaders. There are private people. If they see what you're doing, that is worthwhile, they would support you. They would support you because there are a lot of people, a lot of behemoths out there who want to support organizations.
Exactly. So once they see that use the community leaders like Scrooge developing these young and older people, man or woman, boy or girl, we don't discriminate. Just we give you the opportunity, you know, if you want to, because last event we had Bash. Terry Miller people was at my event in June.
Yes.
You know what I mean? All right, so y'all take care and thanks so much for listening to me tonight. Contact me, Mark Turnquest, 427-3640. Of course, Scrooge and I will get together and we will make this a better place.
One last thing. Do you also assist with getting a business license?
Yes. A business license person will be there also at the event.
So you also helping them get that started?
The business license.
Helping them get their account set up too?
Yeah, everything.
Everything.
Bank account set up, business license account, because we have, I have a, like I told you, I'm the founder of the 242 Small Business Association Resource Center. So I have a reach out there. So one of my associates will be there, who will be speaking on business license.
And again, I'm going to leave this. Amazon is giving free deliveries for anyone who spends over $45. This year is a great opportunity for you. Could also go in the tennis business now, because this gives you the opportunity to get free delivery.
There's no excuse.
Try
to rely on the government.
You could start going to phone business, buying phones and repair shop people.
And you could always do things for yourself. You could turn your hobby into your business.
Yes.
I could make you turn your hobby into a small business.
Yes.
I've been doing it for years.
Yes.
All right, so good night, everybody. Thank you so much. Scrooge.
It's my pleasure to be your host. And like I said, I'm only here to voice my opinion on what could be successful in the community, in the country. And I think this is the right step we are taking. But I also want to let everyone know, you also take the initiative, right? Think about what you would like to do in the near future. Work yourself towards it and see if you can get the support to give you a hand. And then when you get the hand, take it to the next level, okay? So I'm your host, Valentino O'Brien, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City. Again, the food that they're giving you in the prison is unsatisfactory, okay? If we want to have a better society, we have to be able to treat people humanely. And we also, like I said, we have to treat them humanely, okay? The food is terrible up there, okay? Remember I said 90% of inmates in Fox Hill Prison would come out. They're saying 85 to 90% in Fox Hill Prison of being abused as a child. Okay? So I'll see you next week on Inside the Inner City. Hope you enjoy.
Small business!
I represent the ghetto people I from. Nassau, Bahamas, Bigamy, Tango. Where I from, Nathan, ghetto.